Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 307 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming at you every week. You can get the podcast at anchor.fm/KMF podcast, also available on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found. And while you're there, please do not forget to 5-star rate and review. I love reading reviews. I love sharing on social media and bragging about the best podcast listeners out there. That is you guys. Built Bar's got a bunch of sales for the holidays. They even got that Built Bar with the candy cane stuff on it. I'm not a big fan of candy cane on my protein bars, but if you like that kind of thing, go over to Built Bar. Use code WWROPODCAST and save 10% off your order on anything on there. If you want any kind of Built Bars. I like every other kind of Built Bar except the one with the candy cane on it and a lot of the marshmallow stuff, the regular stuff. Sail Away Coffee, they have Sleigh Ride is out. People love the Sleigh Ride Nitro Brew. I love all the other Nitro Brew as well. Go to sailawaycoffee.com and use code WWBRO10. You will save 10% off your order. My good friend John Ziegler, his comedy special is available on YouTube. Go over to his Instagram page, give him a like and a follow. John Ziegler Comedy, link is in the bio. Check it out, watch it, leave some comments, share the love, spread it like wildfire. If you'd like to see me do some comedy, and this weekend, you're going to be in the Princeton, New Jersey area, December 22nd and 23rd, little getaway before Christmas. I'll be at Catch a Rising Star with my buddy Ryan Marr, be headlining the shows. Go to catcharisingstar.com for tickets and bring in some festive cheer. Excuse me, I had to hit the button to cough. So I apologize about the bonus episode last week. I was under the weather. I've been fighting this cold and it was going away. Then it came back. I had like a chest cold. First, it was a head cold, then a chest cold. So yeah, I've been battling the ick these last few weeks, and last week I was just coughing so much, and my voice was very weak, and instead of coughing 800 times an episode, I decided to put a bonus one up, and I might cough only 400 times this episode, but we're gonna get through it. We have a lot to talk about. We missed out on a lot. I was so excited to actually talk about it to you guys last week because I went and saw the Bouncing Souls a couple of weeks ago. It'll be 2 weeks on Wednesday, and I was looking forward to the show so much. Bouncing Souls are my favorite band, and the last time I saw them, I think it was 2018. I used to go all the time to see them back in the day. And as I get older now, you know, punk rock shows are, I'm not getting in the mosh pit. I'm not messing with that stuff. But my good friend, Joey D had the hookup VIP table at Mulcahy's. So me, him and Nick were in the VIP section. It's nice. You sit there like gentlemen, you watch the show. Saw a lot of people that I known from high school and just going to shows and everything. So it was a lot of fun. Before the show, the Bouncing Souls are doing an acoustic sound check that me and Nick got to go to, which was awesome. You know, it wasn't a lot of people, like 20 people. And, you know, it was great. Walk in, Brian actually said hello to me as soon as I came in. You know, we got tattooed by Brian a week and a half before. And it was just great hearing the Bouncing Souls acoustic. I've heard it only on YouTube. I've never heard it live. And I think as I get older, I like my punk rock acoustic more, you know, as I'm getting, you know, it also takes on a different meaning a little bit. You know, the songs have, I just hit you a little different. And one of my favorite things about the Bouncing Souls is that their music, they have something for, it's a wide range, something for everyone. They have really serious songs. I think I talked about this before. They have songs about breakups and just life, and also fun songs, and you know, that are just made for fun. Like, you know, they played Shark Attack, which is one of my favorite songs by them, especially on the album. It's hilarious. But I'm just saying, like, it's a fun band. They got something for everyone, and they're awesome live. Probably the best I've ever seen them. Not even joking around. This is probably the best I've ever seen them. I just enjoyed this show so much. And I hope they come back around again to Long Island and play again, because the music just gets better and better. And there's just something about that band. But their music is a big part of my life. You know, you hear a song, you can actually, it brings you back to, like, you know, the certain mixes you had it on, why you put that song on, who it was for, you know, that kind of thing. Breakups and pining and just, you know, sometimes the mushadness of life. And it's great hearing those songs live. Then in my head, I'm like, oh, I wish I would play this song or that song. If I ever get to write a set list, I would need some time. I would need some time to go through it. So that was, two Wednesdays. It was a Wednesday, the 6th. And then I started feeling bad, like, over the weekend. That Saturday, I woke up and I was just, like, exhausted. And I stayed in bed most of the day. And, just fighting it. It's that time of year where, you know, the germs go around. But I'm better. It's just this, you know, it's just annoying. It's just nagging. And hopefully it's gone by this weekend, because I don't want to be on stage with this. But I am looking forward to going down to Princeton for the weekend. Then it's Christmas. And then, boom. New Year's, end of the year. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago. And I'm not going to lie. I've had a little bit of a hard time this past week. And had a really bad day emotionally on Saturday. And it's this time of year. I'll kind of tell you what brought it on. So at the Bounce and Soul show, this kid that I've known him from high school. I see him like once every 7 years. We chat, and he had pulled me aside at the show and told me that, you know, he listens to the podcast, and he said, I really enjoyed that episode you did about not giving up and talking about not giving up and, you know, how you feel like you quit, but you didn't quit and you're still hanging in there. And he said that, you know, it helps him push through with or whatever he's going through. And it was really nice of him to say that. And unfortunately, you know, we didn't know it then. A week from the show, he was gone, passed away. I'm not going to really get into detail about it. But it just, you know, it just shows you how short life is and how you hear 1 minute and gone the next. And that always messes with my head, is, you know, about my mortality. I stressed about it all the time. I've had panic attacks about it. You know, I've ended up in the hospital about it. It's just, you get to that point where you wait for the other shoe to drop, and it's morbid and it's sick, but, you know, you can't help but enters your head. So that was going on. And Saturday, I was just, in this time of year, right, Saturday, I miss my mom a lot. Around Christmas, especially around Christmas time, it sucks that, you know, it's a long time. It's 15 Christmases, but it's still, the pain doesn't get better. Well, the sadness doesn't get better. It's still, I miss her like crazy around this time. And it hurts. Really, no other way to put it. It sucks. You know, Christmas is not, it's never been the same since. And it never will be. And that's depressing and sad, but that's life. So, you know, I got that going on. We shot about that. And, you know, so Saturday, I was like, I went and got my oil changed. I came home. I was eating lunch and I went on Facebook. And I'm going through, you know, on this day. And there was a picture of me in like my giant shirt, hat. And I'm just standing there like all proud. And I look fantastic. And I'm like, God damn. And that just set me off. With everything going on. Just hating, you know, where I am now. And, you know, I feel like I have this conversation with myself and you guys more and more. And it's I'm getting sick of it. I can imagine you listening to it. But, you know, the truth is you see something and it's wasn't that long ago and it seems like forever ago. And, you know, there's no other way to put it. I fucked it up. I fucked it up. I messed it all up. And I could try to blame this and try to blame that and say this went on and that went on. But, you know, there's always going to be something going on. Life's not perfect, as we learn as the years go on. Shit will always happen. And, you know, I hate the fact that I've fallen so far from that picture. And you know, it's crazy because like I remember like I picked myself apart when I took that picture at first. You know, I was mad that I had lost all this weight and I was still a big guy. And now I give anything to be that again. And the want is there. I just have to, you know, get off my ass and do it. And that's where, you know, that's where the problem lies. You know, I wish there was a way to turn that Facebook thing off sometimes, but then other times, sometimes I feel like I need it. I need to see it kick myself in the ass, but it sent me into a spiral on Saturday. Bad mental health day. And I went, you know, afterwards I went to the cigar lounge and I watched a little hockey. And Islanders had a nice win. Oh, they lost. I'm sorry. They lost. They lost to the Bruins in overtime. Shootout. But they played awesome. I watched a little hockey, just relaxed. And you know, just try to, that's like my therapy in a way. People always like, you know, oh, you should go down, stupid. You know what? I put my headphones in, I put something on, watching hockey, and just in my own little world. And it makes me feel better. And makes me happy. And I'm just going to continue to do those things to make me happy. It's my therapy. My alone time, my quiet time. Especially during this time of year when things are harder for me than other times. But I was talking to my friend Nick, you know, because we're in the same boat, and I'm like, we just gotta get our ass in gear. That's the only way to. The only thing we could do really is get your ass in gear, and you really got to do it. And, you know, I feel like I'm repeat with this. And the only thing, like, when I talk about this, I keep talking about it. I'm happy that I am still talking about it, because I haven't thrown the towel in yet. I haven't said F it. Let's just whatever. Play it to the end. I'm not there. I don't want to be there. And I still got fight left in me. I just have to put the fists up and throw them a little bit. And it's just crazy, because, you know, you want to vent, you want to say things, and sometimes I don't, because you get opinions, especially on social media. I'm sometimes I wish didn't exist. You know, everybody tells you, oh, try this and try that. I got one more person tell me to put like an Ozempic shot in me, I'm gonna lose my shit. I really am. I don't want no shots. They work for some people, awesome. You know, WW now has got I forget what it's called, but they're doing shots too. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. It's not a magic pill. I wish there was. I would have taken it years ago. I don't trust shots. There's not enough research on them. I'm not. Whatever short term does not, for me, mean more than the long term. I see the side effects. You get nauseous. People are like throwing up, having digestion issues. I got that already. I got the gallbladder. Got the acid reflux. I don't need more of that. I just know what I got to do. Just eat clean, move your body a little bit, lose weight. Like my good friend John Ziegler says, it's not a secret. Eat clean, move your body, and you lose weight. He always said about me, just dangle your feet a little bit. Eat better and you lose weight. I gotta get through Christmas. And then we'll start. New Year's is not a big thing for me. I'll probably drive rideshare New Year's Eve. I'm gonna regret that. I'll make sure I have the dashboard cam installed, that I have to fix something on it. But I'll try to drive rideshare on New Year's Eve, hopefully. I don't have any comedy shows on New Year's Eve, which sucks. But New Year's has never been a thing for me where it's like, new year, new me, let's do it. Kind of seems like it because of the timing of it, but I just don't want to feel like shit anymore. I don't care if this was March 2nd. That's where I would be. I just want to get through Christmas. I just want to get through the actual holiday. Feel all the feelings. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with feeling the feelings. We said it last week or the 2 weeks ago when I was here. That's a good thing. And you know what? I did. I had that bad mental health day on Saturday, but I was happy that I lost it. And I sat in my room crying most of the day. Sounds, I guess, silly or weird, whatever to say, but I got a lot of stuff out of the basement. I'm happy about it. And, you know, I got a little emotional tonight. I'm watching Fred Claus. And I'm thinking about, you know, Christmas and my mom and everything. And then the Christmas movies, some of them, you know, the mother and everything, it just gets me every time. If there's ever a scene with the son and the mother, I will find a way to make it about me and have a breakdown about it. Happy holidays. So, it's gotta get through this week, and I'm focusing on getting stuff for the kids. Halfway done with my shopping. I'm usually last minute, but I'm going to be away. So My niece is all done. She was the easiest, actually. So when I asked her what she wanted, she told me. My dad, I already know what I'm getting him. There's a place in Jersey I'm going to stop and get him some stuff. My sister-in-law, I know what I'm getting her already. It's just a matter of getting it. And my brother's a little tricky, but, you know, I'll figure it out. That's the thing, too. Like, you know, as you get older, like, you know, finding these gifts and whatever. But, like, people are just happy to get. I'm just happy to get a gift. You know what it is. I like anything. My cousin years ago used to mess with me and she'd be like, oh, I'm going to give you, you know, cheese and crackers. My mother, like, you know, he would love that. Actually, it'd be the best gift ever. I'm like, I would love cheese and crackers. But the good thing about Christmas this year, there's going to be Giants football. Little Tommy DeVito on Christmas. They had a bad loss this week. I'm still on board. And there's going to be, then the playoffs are going to start soon. This is one of my favorite times to get to the NFL playoffs leading towards the Super Bowl. So there's good things coming after Christmas. There's a lot of good things coming too. And listen, I'm not a Scrooge. I'm not Bah Humbug. I enjoy the Christmas holiday. It just doesn't, it's a weird feeling. But I love when the kids run down and see the presents and, you know, hanging out with my family all day, the traditions. I do like all that. And Rocco was, I don't know if I told this on the podcast, but Rocco's like, Uncle Cheese, you know, Christmas is coming. You know what that means, right? And I'm like, what? He goes, Daddy's breakfast. And I was like, yeah, absolutely, bud. My brother makes a killer breakfast. Hopefully this year it's nice out where I can sit on the porch and have a cigar. There's been a few Christmases where it's happened that way, where the sun's just hitting right and you can actually sit outside for a little bit. I think a few years ago, I think it was Christmas 2019. It was like 50 degrees outside. We were sitting on the stoop. Me and my dad smoking cigars. It was awesome. So hopefully we get something like that again. You know, because I like to smoke my cigars. As as people tell me, it's not good for you, don't do it. Stop drinking and stop doing what you're doing. I'll stop smoking cigars. That's how we're going to do it. But, I got my weekend. Like, so Saturday I'll be in Princeton. Friday night's a show. Saturday, I get up, I go get breakfast, and I go to the cigar lounge there, and I sit and I hang out, and Ryan's not coming with me. He wants to go see the Iron Claw, which I do want to see the Iron Claw. I'm excited about it, the Von Erich movie. Zac Efron's going to win an Academy Award for this. You heard it here. But the Von Erich brothers. And I like that wrestling movies are coming into the mainstream, you know, they're storytellers. Speaking of which, you know, tonight I'll watch some Monday Night Raw, some CM Punk, and just get ready to end this week strong. And I was talking to Tracy about this, my friend Tracy, and I'll elaborate it more. Talk about the New Year stuff. I am very proud of myself this year. Forget about weight loss. This year, I did not let people take advantage of me like I did in the past. As far as, you know, emotional Klingons and this and that, I got rid of people very quickly. I got rid of a lot of people that were taking up space and just causing stress. And emotional just drainage. So I know these podcasts have been, you know, sometimes like a bummer the way I'm talking, but I am ending the year on a positive as far as like how I'm feeling about it. A lot of good did happen this year, and we'll talk about it at the end of the year podcast. Just let you know that I'm not a total I'm not a total Mouchard down and out guy. I'm just having a little bit of a hard time right now. I'll be okay. We'll get through it. So, I know Christmas is Monday. I'm going to be away. I don't know what's going to go on with an episode for Monday, but, you know, maybe it'll be, I'll do another best of, or Tuesday I'll do an episode. We'll figure it out. Either way, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Safe, happy, enjoy the time with whatever you're doing. And make it a good one. It's like, you know, they go by fast. With that being said, if I don't hear from me on Monday, we'll do something during the week. We'll do something. Don't worry about it. We'll get another episode out. Anyway, we are played In and Out each week by Hollow and their single Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. You can find it on iTunes. Check out his new band, Demon Scar, releasing new music like crazy. DemonScar.bandcamp.com. Only one place to go for your deli needs this holiday season. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug of the show. Get yourself an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me, because it really is that good. Finn'sDeli.com. Check it out. Once again, thank you so much to everybody who joined me tonight for episode 308. No, 307. It's 307. I'm losing my mind. Episode 307. Have an awesome night. Thank you so much. Have a great week. I'll talk to you later. Merry Christmas.